This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is stranded in yet another typical Stark travel mess up. So with your help, we write a letter of complaint to the airline. Another week of bangers, today featuring a butcher. Why is 7 years of One Direction a thing? And are you having a Love Island party tonight? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Afternoon, it's Scott here. On my own today. So Chris has been in Spain for the weekend. If you follow me on social media, you'll know this. But he hasn't made it back. Seems that he did spend some of yesterday at a nudist beach, but that's nothing to do with the actual story. He tweeted, "Flight cancelled, stranded in Barcelona," saying there's no flight till tomorrow evening. So he hasn't made it for the show today. Yes, I'm annoyed at the airline. I am annoyed at them. But surely there are other planes from Barcelona, Bebs. Do you know what I mean? Like, when a plane gets cancelled, I think it's absolutely fine to write a letter of complaint. And because I'm a little bit annoyed, I need your help today. So we are going to write a complaint letter to the airline, but you guys are going to do it for Chris. So if you could send in right now what you think is the most cringe stuff so that we can include it in the letter of complaint to the airline, and I will definitely make him send it. So send it into 81199. You can email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Maybe stuff that you know we would hate to send, but we will make him send it. Stuff like, I don't know, how important he is, don't you know who I am, etc. Send it in now, and we'll speak to him at 1:40, and I will read the complaint letter to him. Well, I'll forward it on to him, and then he has to send it.
Yeah. Tune of the week. BBC
Radio 1. Anything you think might be really cringe, 81199 or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Introducing my new tune of the week. This is a group from Brighton called Fickle Friends. Hugh Stevens absolutely loves them. He's had him in for a session before. See what you think of this. If you like kind of Haim or the 1975, I think this might be your thing. They're all over the festivals this summer. They played last ever Secret Garden Party at the weekend. See what you think of Glue by Fickle Friends.
Yeah. Tune of the week.
Yes, Stuart from Warrington, I'm really enjoying your letter of complaint. To give you an idea of how important I am, we are the Eamon and Ruth of the radio, and I am the Ruth of the partnership. More of that, please, on 81199. This is for the complaint letter that Chris will send to the airline cause stranded in Barcelona. Right, let me take a call. That was Fickle Friends and Glue, tune of the week. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Andy.
Hey, Andy, what's going on?
I'm in London. I'm good. I was just in my kitchen making some lunch with my girlfriend, and we heard that you have no one to help you out with the show today.
No.
It's made us really sad.
It's just me. Are you sad for me?
I'm very sad for you.
Yeah. Well, who are you with at the moment?
I'm actually with my girlfriend, Natty. We actually just played her song on the radio, which made us really happy.
I just played her song?
Yeah, on the radio, yeah.
Oh, Natty from Fickle Friends?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi. Should I put you on speakerphone?
Yeah, put me on.
Okay. Do you want to go on speakerphone or do you want to speak straight to her?
Oh, I'll speak straight to Natty, I think.
All right, I'll pass you over. Here she is. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, nice to speak to you. This is great.
Hi, Scott.
Hello. I like it when pop stars hear their song on the radio.
It's really, it's nice. I'm feeling very peak from the Secret Garden Party and I'm currently making couscous, so it's really picked me up.
Yeah. It's sounding really good. Tune of the week. We're going to play it every day. So you're making couscous while listening to your own song on the radio?
It's a bit bad, isn't it?
It's fine.
Sorry. Okay, I still get too excited about it.
No, it's brilliant. I like it. No Chris today. Sorry that it's made you sad. Maybe you could... Well, I mean, it's a bit
this
late now.
It's made me sad for you. I know. I'd like to have my buddy there. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's a bit late for you to come and help me out now. And obviously, you've got couscous hand, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah, another time though, if you feel the need to have, you know, some more mates around because someone's been stuck in Barcelona. Then...
Yeah. Okay, right, I'll keep your number and your tune's sounding really good. Thanks, Natty.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye. Anyone got any more to add to Chris's letter of complaint to the airline for his stranded flight in Barcelona? Text me 81199, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll speak to him at 1:40. He will send this letter. Just playing that song throws up two massive who's for me every time. One, Honey G, ho, and two, her mannequin challenge, ho. That's Lord and Perfect Places on BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here. Loads and loads of texts and emails coming in for what Chris can put in his little complaint letter to the airline. Obviously, stranded in Barcelona, which really isn't good enough, is it? Lots of people saying, do you know how important I'm supposed to be on the radio today? The nation has been able to be graced with my presence today, which is a really sad thing. I mean, so many. You guys are really good at writing complaints. We're going to compile all of these, and I'm going to read it out to Chris and forward it to his email so he can then forward it on to the airline. About 1:40 we'll do that. We'll speak to him still in the airport in Barcelona. BBC. It's BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hello, Chris Stark.
All right. Hola.
Hola. How are you? You are terrible at travelling. Why can't you do it?
Well, it's not my fault. It genuinely isn't my fault. So right. I was meant to fly back last night, obviously. And I'm not lying to you. I think you think that I've lied about this.
Well, I mean, I saw some pictures yesterday of like a lovely swimming pool and some excellent sun loungers. And I suppose Monday out of all the days would be the day to like probably try and bin off work.
No, it's not that at all. Honestly, it's no. What's happened here is a classic case of the plane just not appearing at the airport.
Oh, right. So did this happen last night?
Yeah, and annoyingly, I didn't know until about 2 minutes before it was going to take off that it had been cancelled. So, I don't know why I couldn't fly back last night, but I just know I couldn't.
Right. I just feel that I need to be there on all trips from now on, because otherwise, like, it just happens. It wouldn't happen, I don't think, on my watch.
Do you know what I've got questions about? Whenever I go through security, why am I always the one that gets a sort of random check? Because... you know me, I'd get everything out of the pockets and everything like that.
But well, you're
I'm
never
still
ready.
Off that machine.
You're that guy with five coats on, like at the security. Like, can you be ready to pass through, please? Really annoying.
I know you hate it. Yeah. You hate travelling with me more than anything. It's not my fault, Mills.
Oh, hang on. Here's my keys. Oh, hang on. Yeah, there's some mints in there as well. Oh, hang on. My phone. You're like never ready. Right. Listen. What I've done is obviously I'm annoyed with the airline. So, with the help of listeners, Lorna in Dartmouth, Neil in Chatham, Reese in Cheltenham, and Fred on text, and some others, we've compiled a letter of complaint, which you will be sending to the airline. All right.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That saves me a job.
Are you at the airport now?
I'm here right now, honestly.
Okay. Right, do you want to hear the letter?
I can see the plane. I'm definitely at the airport. Right. I promise you.
I didn't hear any kind of water, like maybe someone jumping in the pool there, no?
No. Honestly, I'm here. Okay. It looks like an airport. It's planes and everything.
Okay, cool. I'm just looking at the departures. There doesn't seem to be any delays, but okay, right. Here we go. Here we go. Ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Yeah.
Dear Mr. or Ms. Airline Owner.
Stelios is his name.
No, he doesn't own it anymore.
Oh.
I was due to fly back to the United Kingdom from Barcelona yesterday. However, much to my disappointment, the flight was cancelled. Why?
Yes.
I want answers. Have you any idea how important Scott Mills is? How am I meant to get famous riding on Scott's coattails if I can't get back to work to jump on them?
Here we go. I don't think there's any need for that type of attitude, Mills. Right. The amount of holidays you take is not that I'm on holiday, I'm delayed.
Right. What kind of airline tries to ruin someone's career? You will be sending this, I'll forward it on to you. As a celebrity in my own right, I expect better than this.
Yeah.
I've played
in... Yes? No, I was going to say, like, it is very hard, because everyone was getting quite angry yesterday.
Yeah.
And I did feel the need to say, it's really important I get back, because I'm on a radio show tomorrow. I did try that. And then the person next to me had a go at me, because they said, well, I need to get back for a funeral. And at that point, I couldn't really say anything more on the subject, you know? Yeah. Your name didn't carry much weight.
Okay, right. So I've played Inula Bingo with Will Ferrell. Nearly 14 million people on YouTube have watched me interview Mila Kunis.
True.
To give you an idea of how important I am, Scott and I are the Eamon and Ruth of the radio, and I am the Ruth of the partnership.
Well, I don't know about that. But
while I'm grateful you tried to arrange an alternative flight for me, unfortunately, my laziness and inability to organise my own travel meant I missed the only plane that would have got me back in time.
It's true.
Because of you, I'm going to miss the biggest TV event of the year so far, the Love Island finale.
Yeah, that is genuinely, it's been a concern here. Yeah.
Just how difficult would it have been to charter me a private jet? Yours, famously, Chris Stark.
Yours famously. Now, I've never heard of you ending a letter like that. Is that how you end yours?
No, the listeners
yours
wrote
famously.
It.
Yours famously. That's amazing.
All right.
Yours famously.
So what I'll do now, you've got your phone there, right? I can just email this across to you, then you can send it straight to the airline.
Yeah, I'll send it. I'll attach all the receipts from today's adventure, and hopefully get a refund afterwards. If not, we should speak to Martin Lewis, because I'm not really sure how this all works.
What, money-saving expert?
Yeah, money-saving. Or Matt Evanson, he'll know, actually, yeah. Won't he?
Well, I might see you tomorrow, then.
Oh, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, man.
Adios.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Andy on text. He says, weird this, I hear that Chris is stuck in Spain. On another note, my housemate flew back from Barcelona last night, no issues. Yeah, we're going to speak to Chris again at 2:40, still in that airport for another week of bangers. That's coming up. Also, Ray, Wiz Khalifa and David Guetta soon.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Okay, coming up, we've got Little Mix and Stormzy and Galantis. Scott Mills here. Hello, Emily, who says, I feel really sad for Scott today being on his own. He just seems so lonely. Am I coming across lonely? What? Emily, I'm totally fine. It means I can wander around the house naked and do exactly what I want, when I want. Sometimes I really enjoy it. It's fine. Chris is back tomorrow. And we'll speak to him at 2:40 because new week of bangers. Hey, everyone. Happy 7 years of One Direction. I don't know why this is a thing. I saw this earlier. Every single member of One Direction has tweeted about this today, apart from Zayn, because not interested. Niall put 7 years. Wow. Thank you for everything. You're all life changers. Louis put all the love to the lads and, of course, you, the fans. Liam put that it's been an incredible journey. And Harry just said thank you 7 times for 7 years and then all the love, H, as normal. I don't know why, but I'm finding that it's really weird to celebrate 7 years because they're not really on at the moment either, are they? Please don't send me hate. 5 years, I get it. 10 years, yep, nice round number. 7 years, why is that a thing? However, there are people like this that celebrate slightly pointless anniversaries. It's like, why have you sent me a card? We've been going out 1 month. Why have you sent me a one month anniversary card? However, everyone knows someone like this. If you're the kind of person, or you know someone is, that celebrates completely pointless anniversary, then let me know on 81199. And to celebrate happy 7 years of One Direction, here's H. Harry Styles on Radio 1. Now, here we go. I'm one of those people. It's our 20-month anniversary today. We send a photo for every month, not a thing. This is fully me. It's our 1 month anniversary. It's not anniversary. Anniversary is a year. And to celebrate, we're going for a few drinks after work. That's from Hannah. Here we go. There's so many. One of my friends says that he actually put this on Instagram the other day. Happy 3 years, 20 days and... Well, no, happy 3 years, 5 weeks and 5 days with this one. Ugh. 1 month anniversary is not a thing. I've had plates in my room longer than that.
Scott Mills. We'll be singing.
That is Galantis and Hook and Sling with Love on Me on BBC Radio 1. Hook and Sling don't get enough mentions, I don't think. Coming up, a new week of bangers, also Major Lazer and Wilkinson. Hello Harrison from Portsmouth, who got told off earlier by his girlfriend for forgetting their 4.5 year anniversary. Let's not do halves either. Emma from Worthing is a teacher and one of her students brought in cake for the whole class because it was her and her boyfriend's 5.5 week anniversary. Madness. Hello, Cam. You know people that celebrated 1 month, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
What do they do?
So, essentially, one of my friends at school, for his 1 month anniversary, went and got a tattoo of his girlfriend's name on his index finger.
Oh, happy 1 month. Cute.
Yeah. And then 6 months later, she got a tattoo of his name on the hip.
6 month anniversary?
Then they didn't reach a year, but I always wondered what they would actually get for year anniversary. Maybe like a whole full-on tapestry off each other.
What, so they didn't, they're not going out anymore, they didn't make it to a year, they made it to 6 months or just after?
No, they made it to about 9 months.
Right. So, obviously the tattoos are still there, right?
Oh, yeah, no, and it's especially on your index finger, you can't actually get that laser off.
No, you really can't. That's there forever now. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still know these people?
Yeah, I do still know these people.
Mm-hmm. And it's still really visible there. Is it on the index?
Yeah, it's very, very boding.
For the 1 month anniversary, perfect.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Let's meet today's banger decider. It's Reese, the 18-year-old butcher from Cambridgeshire. Hello, Reese.
Are you all right, mate?
Yeah. You got a little hat on there, have you, at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a little hat on, a little trilby butcher's hat.
Yeah, and the blood-spattered apron there, of course.
Yeah, I've got one of those on as well.
Yeah, and you got a fit dog there with you? Fit as a butcher's dog. Ho!
Ho!
Ho! So, I think I'm out. Oh, no, hang on. Whoever loses the week, me and Chris, on bangers, obviously has to drop trousers. So, yeah. The stakes are quite high.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, okay, I'm done. Hello, Chris Stark.
You're right, Scott. You're right, butcher.
Yeah.
How you getting on, Buck?
Hey, listen, it's quite good we're doing bangers when we've got a butcher on.
I know.
It works,
butchers on bangers. I told him earlier.
Butchers on bangers?
Yeah.
Oh, it's called bangers as well. There's another one.
See what I mean? Yeah.
Right, so Chris is still in Barcelona. Who do you normally pick, Reese the Butcher? Chris or me?
A little bit of a mixer.
Okay, all right. Well, this is what I've got for you today. La, 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 la. Who's That Girl by Eve? Feeling this, Butcher?
Yes, good song, good song.
All right. So that's what I've got, Chris.
All right, Butcher, I know you like your bangers, so I've got you this one today. This. June.
What is it?
It's Freddie LeGrand, Eau de Corps, Let Me Think About It. You feeling this, Butcher?
Yeah, let me think about it.
Yeah, nice.
Cool, 1 minute. I've been trying to get on this Butcher's on bangers for weeks now.
You're on.
I've been trying to get on here for weeks now. It's real struggled. I've told everyone when I get on, because I've been trying for ages, I know I'd get on at some point. I'd give them a quick shout out. Can I just do that quickly?
Go for it, mate.
All right, I'd like to shout out to Gritter, David Hay, as we like to call him, Jason Statham, Tomo. Robert, because he never got on. We were seeing who could get on first.
Oh, wow.
All the boys out there.
All the boys.
Butcher.
Yeah, done. Okay, what are you going to pick?
I'll pick Chris's one today, please.
Not a great start to the week for me. Chris wins today with Freddie LeGrand and Eau de Corps, Let Me Think About It. So many people are having Love Island-themed parties tonight for the final. We'll speak to some of you in about next 10 minutes. Also, I've got Western, Everything Everything, and Rudimental and James Arthur next.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Lee, who's just heard the little trailer for Ibiza on Radio 1 and actually shed a post-Ibiza tear. Because she's just come back. The depression is real today. That was Sun Comes Up on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Right, Love Island. We'll get to that in a minute. What are we going to do? It's over tonight. Hi, Lindsay, who actually bought a T-shirt over the weekend which says 100% my type on paper off of Love Island. Hasn't had any kind of courage to wear it outside yet, but will be wearing it tonight for her Love Island party. More of this to follow. Here's Western.
BBC Radio 1.
Coming up, I've got music from Everything Everything. This is Scott Mills, your old school mix, summer mix, 3:45. So tonight's the night. A lot of you are making plans of where to watch the Love Island final. People are having parties. None of us are going to cope because it's been on for so long now, and we really will miss Caroline Flack walking slow motion into a villa for a dumping. If you put David Attenborough's commentary over the pictures from Love Island, it really works. BBC Three have done that. Listen.
One male is dedicated to making an unforgettable first impression.
This is where the dusting happens.
But what does he have to do to really impress her?
It's your boy Kem. It's a love show. If she's not buff, I don't want to know. I'll probably get a tear. I'll probably fall in love.
The male has a good set of lungs.
What?
Time to raise his game.
People are going mad for it. My mates just made me download the app to vote because she's got a bet on a certain couple winning tonight. Loads of you having parties. Hey, Kate.
Hello. how are you?
I'm good. So you're having a party tonight, are you?
Yeah, yeah, we're having a party. I'm really excited.
Bit, okay.
Like, devastated that it's going to be over, but yeah, excited.
What are you going to do with your life?
I don't know. I'm gonna get back like 7-8 hours a week. So I don't know. Take up a hobby or something. I don't know.
So what have you got set up for your party tonight?
Well, we've just taken delivery of 12 white champagne glasses, which is the first thing that we wanted to get sorted.
Yes.
So that we could feel like really on brand. I'm going to make like a makeshift fire pit, I think. We've got like a fruit bowl. I'm going to just put some flames in it, like cut out some paper flames. We're thinking that we might set up like a beach hut in the loo, so have an iPad on the wall opposite the loo so that you can leave video messages in
awesome.
There.
This is great. You've really thought about this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't done any work for 2 weeks. I've just been thinking about this solidly. And then my housemate's room's going to be the hideaway so that people can go and cop off in her bedroom. If they want to. Although, I don't know, it's a school night, so I don't know if people want to. But anyway.
What are you expecting from this party, Kate?
Well, I don't know. We're going to do a recoupling, I think. We've got 12 people coming, 3 couples, and then up 6 single people. So we were going to get round the fruit bowl fire pit and, like, do a, I want to couple up with this boy because.
Right.
And then who knows where it will go from there, right? I don't know.
This sounds like a very different kind of party.
And then obviously we'll all sit down and be quiet at 9 o'clock and watch the show.
And then afterwards, might, yes.
And then afterwards, no, I'm sure it'll be very safe.
Right.
I'm sure it'll be very safe.
And is your bedroom out of bounds or?
Yeah.
Right. Well, how are you doing that? Are you locking it or?
I think I might just call it like the production office or something and just say that that's where the crew are.
This is brilliant.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And I don't know what to feed everybody. I was thinking about doing like happy Love Island finale party in avocado toast. But then I'm at work all day. I don't know. I've got all these plans. I just imagine that I'll get there and it will just be me with really terrible Camilla fake eyelashes on.
Right.
And nothing else prepared.
Have you got a I used to be in Blazing Squad t-shirt? I saw them for sale at the weekend.
Yeah. So the dress code for everybody is white. So it's a white party, but
yes.
I'm going to be wearing red. But we want to do it realistic, so it should be like white, ripped, skinny jeans for the lads.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't want any like branded merchandise because it doesn't feel realistic.
Right. You've got any Love Island water bottles?
Yes, we have got some of those. Of course we have, yeah.
Have you got a pond with a flamingo in it?
No, damn. Mm.
It's always something you forget, isn't there?
Yeah, there is always something. Maybe we do need an infinity paddling pool.
Get an infinity paddling pool.
Be really good.
I really enjoy how much you've really thought about this. Is anyone going to be providing the voiceover?
We do need a Scottish person, don't we?
We do.
Do you want to do it?
Well,
you're not Scottish.
Not Scottish, but I can find you one.
Yeah, please. That would be amazing.
Scottish people, apply now. 81199. Just out of interest, are you one of the single people or one of the people in a couple?
I'm one of the single people.
Yes.
Yeah. Was that not obvious? given how much thought and time has gone into not only watching Love Island, but prepping the party.
You've got to let me know how this goes tomorrow, please.
Definitely will.
Okay. Right, we'll check back in tomorrow. Happy final day.
Bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Okay, I've got Andrew from Perth. I've got John from Glasgow, who says he'd be perfect for the voiceover for the Love Island party that Kate's having tonight because he's Scottish and extremely sassy. Okay, that's everything, and can't do. So many Scottish people right now are getting involved in Kate's party for the voiceover. So many people want this job. And loads of you having Love Island themed parties. Nat, you've already thrown one, right?
I have. Happened on Friday night.
Okay, why Friday?
To be honest, that was just a good night to have a party.
What went down?
Wow, okay, big question. So what we did is we arranged the house so that it reflected all the different areas in Love Island. So the living room was the villa, then the conservatory was the hideaway, one of the sheds we changed into Casa Amor, and we got a paddling pool. We couldn't quite manage a full pool, but I thought that was a pretty good effort. And then another shed I also created into sort of a heartbreak area, so if anyone was really sad, they could go in there and we just played sad songs.
Right.
So people could have a cry if they needed to.
Well, you had a cry playlist?
It was over 9 hours long, Scott, of just the saddest songs. ever
written. In the heartbreak
written.
Room.
In the heartbreak room. That went down really well, honestly. Really, people were loving it.
You really made the effort.
I really, really went to town on this. And people, you know, people went for it. The Castle Mall was used. Some love did go down in there. But not just there, in the other areas too. So I'm very, very pleased with myself.
Were you part of any of that?
I mean, Scott, this is sad, but I actually wasn't. I think I was concentrated too hard on making everyone else.
Who was in the Casa Amor then?
I don't want to give too much away, but they were having some fun times, right. Is all I'm going to say.
Okay, and where else was it happening? Because obviously you're supposed to just go in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, people were using all kinds of rooms, bedrooms.
You sound like a perfect hostess.
Yeah, I like to think so, Scott. I like to think so.
How long did it take to clean up?
We're just about finished now. Yeah, a lot of cleaning had to be done, let's say. But it was worth it.
Always the same after a party, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a sign of a good party, I think.
Worst bit, yeah.
But you can look back on the night.
The couples that got together at your house, do you think they're going to last, or is it done?
I don't want to say, but I think a lot of people got sort of caught up in the moment, which is great, uh-huh. and enjoyed themselves at the time, and... You know, I don't know what will happen once people, you know, leave the villa and enter real life, because obviously things often don't always work out for couples.
Well, are they still
in the
there?
Real world. No, they're not. They have left now. Don't worry, I've not trapped them here.
Scott Mills. So we've got a Love Island theme week on Inyo Bingo, because we've got Johnny Mitchell from the show on tomorrow playing Inyo Bingo with Chris at 1:45, and we've got Ian Sterling off of the Scottish voiceover, amazing, playing the game on Thursday at 1:45. So it's Love Island theme this week. Let's get wet. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And Johnny Mitchell from Love Island is on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.